Every day is an opportunity to design, build, and live your dream life. Join us on Designing Your Life today. Get strategies for achieving goals that boost your business and energizes your life. Get insights for economy-proofing both your life and business. I'm Pat Counsell, everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, and my goal is to help you reach yours. Get connected with other power achievers and stay in the know by requesting the Power Up Today newsletter. Simply text the word Power Up to 42828. That's 42828. Also, connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and other social media outlets by visiting designingyourlifetoday.com. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Counsell, and you're listening to Thriving Thursday. Today, we're going to talk about designing your simple goals, how to define your focus on success. That's a big deal, you guys. When it comes to making things happen, when it comes to actually achieving your goals and keeping your focus and staying inspired and motivated, then being able to kind of sharpen your focus, define your focus is a big deal. That's going to help you stay inspired and stay motivated when you feel like it's not happening or it's not going to happen. Not only that, this is going to help it happen. So that's the good part. I'm going to talk about the simple categories that you want to pay attention to when it comes to designing your simple goals. And we are going to, or you can use that method to define your focus. So we're going to give you a really good idea of how to restructure your goals if you need to, so that you can make them simple. I coach people from time to time, and I have the online coaching group as well as workshops that I present. And without fail, I always find or talk to maybe, I don't know, anywhere from 3 to 5 people who want me to take a look at their goals. I take a look at their goals, and now I can almost instantly see why they're not achieving those goals. I mean, some of them hand me like this elaborate notebook full of goals, and I'm like, okay. And then some of the goals are too broad, and so the goals aren't well defined. So I thought this would be a great show today and to talk about on our Thriving Thursday, because if you really want to thrive, you have to define your focus. And that, of course, in and of itself is going to help you stay focused. I want you to keep in mind that when you have defined your focus, one of the things that will happen is that you will become fixed on an idea. So that means that you're streaming all of that positive energy, all of that productive energy towards making this goal happen. So I'm going to mention some very simple goal setting categories, if you will, and you guys can use these categories and just keep it very simple, because that's really what it's all about. You know, it's not about having this 5-page kind of plan that you put together. You can do this in one page. Now, we have different personalities, so because there are different personality types, some people want more details. But keep in mind that details are great, because details really give you a clear picture, and that is a form of defining your focus on success. However, sometimes we can give way too much details to the point where we forget that we need to create a goal that allows us to remain flexible. So you want to keep that in mind. Now, if we keep our thoughts fixed on a specific idea, then that is going to allow us to take the necessary actions that will form what it is we're after. So whenever you're focused on something, if you want to recover from something, if you want to heal from something, you want to put your attention on the wholeness of you, the healthy you. If you want to increase your finances, you want to put your attention on the thriving, wealthy you. You don't want to think about the opposite of what or think about what you don't want. You don't want to do that. So because each time that becomes a desire. And so when you put your attention on, let's say the wrong desire, and what makes it wrong is that it's a desire that you don't want. It's something you don't want to happen. Because, for example, people who want more money or people who are struggling financially, they have a tendency to put their attention on what they don't have. Well, putting your attention on what you don't have is just going to bring you more of don't have. Why? Because you are shutting down your mind and you have now positioned yourself not to succeed. But when you can put your attention on the openness and the wealth and the prosperity of it all, now you're giving yourself the best chance to make something happen. And so what you want to do is define your focus so that you can stay on course with that. Now, if you guys really want more information on the whole concept of desire and how you should, where you should put your focus and what you should actually buy into, then you can listen to yesterday's podcast where I talked about why you must believe in your ability. As a matter of fact, the podcast that I've shared with you all week long, these podcasts are designed to help you be comfortable with your magnificence, to help you actually rehearse that life that you want, to help you be excited about who you are and where you're going. Now, once you get the excitement, that's good, but you have to define your focus so that you can actually get there. So what are the categories that you want to consider setting goals in? Well, let's start with the one that everybody seems to get excited about, and that's the financial category. So what I suggest that you do, you can do 4 blocks on 1 sheet of paper. In other words, or a grid, I should say, draw a straight line down the paper, and then draw a line across and in the center of the paper. So now you've got yourself 4 blocks, and you can write in each block. So you can do it that way if you want, or you can just put financial goals as a heading, write until you're content. The next heading, you put the next heading and write until you're content. So you don't have to necessarily kind of do it in grid form with the 4 blocks. But the object of the game is to keep it very simple and to do your best to fit it all on 1 sheet of paper. No more than 2 sheets of paper, okay? So we start with our finances. And when it comes to your finances, as I said, you know what you don't have. That's not something you have to put a lot of thought into. But the object of the game is to put your attention on what you desire. And then you will start to open your mind as to how to go in that direction or which way to go or what steps to take. Not only that, if you say, well, I've done that and I still don't know what steps to take, what that means is you need more information. That means that you need to find someone that you can connect with, someone that you can talk to. We have online coaching. You can certainly sign up for that and participate with us in that. And you can get answers, specific answers to your questions. The beautiful part about my online coaching is that, you know, I perform the coaching and I give you great information that not only helps you to think, but to help you strategize and to come up with the best strategies to help you to move forward. And of course, you get your questions answered. But in addition to that, if there's anything, any question that you have where you're stuck when it comes to your achievement, then, you know, I have a whole resource of people. Okay, I'm a relationship builder. I'm a collaborator. So I have resources and you guys can tap into those resources. I'm happy to share your question with them and I will either have them come on our next session and talk specifically about that subject or I'll get an answer for you if you're just one of a few people who and you're looking for a specific answer to a specific question. But either way, you get the answers that you need so that you can move forward. Now, the other categories you want to look at is business or professional career. This does not matter if you're retired. This doesn't matter if you're just starting out, you know, coming out of college. This doesn't matter if you're already in the professional work world. It doesn't matter. You still want to take a look at all of the above, okay, or meaning the finances and, of course, the business. And if you're retired and you say, well, I no longer have a professional career, yeah, you may not, but unless you're ready to go and sit on the porch and get in a rocking chair, then guess what? You have some really great gifts that you can share with the rest of the world that could very well bring you some income that you did not expect. So this is something that you really want to think about. And if you're retired, you can kind of do it in your own time. You can do some coaching and you can help people get to where it is they want to be. The third point is relationships. So relationships is something, pay attention to the types of friends that you want. Who do you want in your circle? Who do you want to be connected to? And who do you want connected to you? Okay, that tells you who to disconnect from. Yeah, I know. Nobody likes to talk about disconnecting. But you know what? Sometimes you have to disconnect from some people. You have to go in a direction that's counterproductive to your success. Why? It doesn't make you a snob. What it's saying is, listen, I need to go in this direction so that I can actually achieve the goals, use the gifts that I have, and be passionate about life so that I can be a plus in society. In other words, I can contribute to society. I can be more of a giver. I can be excited about what's going on in our society. I can feel good about me, put out some great energy. And imagine if we have 1 million people doing that. Imagine that. That will solve so many challenges that we have. Okay? So, relationships is not just about an intimate relationship. Okay? Eros. It's not just about romantics. Okay, so it's about friendships, it's about business relationships, it's about anybody that you want to bring into your circle or someone whose circle you want to become a part of so that you can get to where it is you want to be. The other one is family. Now, when I say, you know, mapping out your goals and defining your goals for your family, sometimes those people listening that have small children, they think that means planning their children's lives. No, it means, you know, how do you want your family to look? How do you want your family to get along? When I say look, not physically, okay, they're born. They already have their looks, okay? So how do you want them to get along? What kind of time do you want to spend with your family? What kind of family rituals do you want to develop in your family? What lines of communication do you want to create so that people can flow? So this is not about looking at your children and going, you're going to be a doctor, you're going to be a lawyer, and you're going to be a teacher, you know, and I'm going to groom you just for that. Because guess what? People will naturally go towards their passions and their gifts. So we're here to guide, teach, and we're also here to learn. So when we talk about family, then you want to have that kind of plan. Are you guys going to have family meetings where you talk about your finances, your vacations, and the things that you do? In other words, you're planning a life. You're planning for your family to be successful. Okay. The other one, lifestyle. This is the part where you get to do some dreaming. So we're still sticking to our theme for the month, which is achieve big while having fun. So you get to do some dreaming. Dream big. Dream. It doesn't matter if you know how to get it. It doesn't matter if you even think it's possible for you. Think it anyway. Dream it anyway. Open your mind. Allow your mind to flow at the highest level possible, because that's exciting. And of course, health. You want to pay attention to your health. I get it. People are still making a big deal about health care. But think about this. One thing I discovered when I started learning more about goal achievement and helping others achieve their goals, here's what I learned. I learned that you didn't need a whole bunch of categories. Now, you do want to pay attention to your spirituality, but that's something that you want to set as a part of your daily routine. And I learned that, wait a minute, if I set a goal for good health, It covers my finances. You can't have good health without finances. Even if you have affordable health care, it says affordable. It doesn't say free. So some people get free care depending on their situation. But for the most part, you're going to have to pay something somewhere to someone. So if you set a goal to have the best health possible, then your finances are going to have to be kind of up there. Or you're going to have enough money so that you can be financially set or financially solvent. So you're going to have a focus. In other words, what's going to be your daily career, your daily job, if you will. Job is not my favorite word, so I'm not going to say that. Your daily passion. Let's say that. What are you going to do that's going to produce the finances that you need? So if you notice, when you set a goal in one area, it's going to help you in several other areas. It's going to cause you to put your attention on those other areas also. Lifestyle, family. You know, you have to have food for your family, your clothing, shelter, lots of things that family need. So when you start to think about your health, or if you just think about finances, you need good health to have good finances. Why? Because if you're sickly, tired, your energy's drained, you're not going to get to where it is you want to be. So all of these things are necessary for you to have this wholesome life. This is all about designing your life. This is all about designing your simple goals. These are simple categories, okay? And you don't have to write, as I said, 4 pages for each category. Keep it very simple, okay? Figure out how much money you desire. I didn't say figure out how much money you need. Okay. Who likes needy? Nobody likes a needy person. So you want to figure out how much you desire. Why? Desire is a stronger kind of energy that's going to allow you to feel your way to success. And it's going to cause you to open your mind to your capabilities, open your mind to your possibilities. That's what it's going to allow to happen in your life. So you want to design your simple goals. And as a result, you're going to define your focus. Now, here's the last thing I'm going to say as we wrap up. I just want to remind you that when you define your focus, it allows you to put your thought, to fix your thoughts on making something very specific happen. It allows you to fix your thoughts on getting results and on a specific outcome, which makes goal achievement a lot easier. Now, as always, you guys know I have to give you a caveat. Just because you're designing simple goals, just because you're defining your focus, guess what? That doesn't mean you're not going to have to work. Everything that's worth having requires some effective, right thinking action on your part. So you want to keep that in mind. And I believe that's all I have for you guys today. Hey, you know what? Set your simple goals. And anytime you guys want to share something, remember you can go to our Facebook page and you can put your thoughts there. Just simple thoughts, of course. The simple part, keep it very simple. You don't need to expose everything that you're doing. But you can share, you can ask questions, and you're going to get some answers one way or the other up to a point. Okay. So we won't give you answer 5 questions. You know what? I take that back. Put it up there. I'll get back to you no matter what. So besides, your questions being posted can help someone else with where they're headed in their life and with their goal setting. This is all I really do have for you today. Did I say that? Wow, that was a tongue twister. Anyway, you guys, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy this Thriving Thursday. Do life with power by being magnificent.